Hi everyone, welcome to our latest episode of Going Native. This month, just like, I guess, January of last year.
And every January from now on, of course.
We're doing a Super Bowl episode, so nothing too serious in today's episode, but you know, we definitely hope you enjoy. And Steve, I have to ask you, because your name is Steve Carroll.
Steve Carroll.
You must be related to the coach of...
No, actually, it turns out there are more than one person with that last name who are not related to me.
Yeah. Two R's, two L's.
Yeah, I know. So just FYI, to the clerks of the Pacific Northwest who are handling my credit card, no, I am not related to Pete Carroll. Although, if, you know, it'd get me a better price, sure.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, it happens a lot. I also grew up in Chicago in the 80s, and it's like the moral equivalent of having the last name Ditka in 1980s Chicago. It's just like, you know, it's everything.
Hope you guys enjoy.
Hi, everyone. We're here with our first guest of the day. I'm here with Ulzi. Please introduce yourself to our viewers.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ulzi. I've been with the team over 13 years now, but in between I went away for a while, then I came back. I started in the team back in 2001 as a tester to test the C++ compiler front end, specifically for the managed extensions. I was a tester for a while, for 12 years or so, and then I went away. I wanted to do something completely different outside the compilers, outside C++. I worked on Office, moved to Beijing, China, to work on one of Microsoft's remote offices. And then I just came back 3 weeks ago, back to the team.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, as I'm sure you're aware of, Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl again. Did you watch the championship game, by any chance?
Oh, yes. You mean this year or last year?
This year.
Yes, I watched it this year.
What were your reactions to that when they were down 16-0?
Oh, I was pissed off like 99% of the time, the whole game. And then when it was 3 minutes and 56 seconds, everything just got rosy.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I would say it was the best game I've ever seen. And I've been a football fan since 1994. That's when I came to US to study. I'm originally from Mongolia. And when I came in 94, I watched the game. The first football game I watched was Cowboys in San Francisco. And back then, they were good. So it was a really good game. And my friend, who was from Samoa, he saw me walked in the TV room. He's like, "Hey, you want to watch this game, you know?" And I said, "Yeah." He's like, "Do you understand?" I said, "Nope, you know, but I want to." And he's like, "All right, sit down. You know, I'm gonna teach you how it works." And then from then on, I've been hooked on football.
Yeah, it's funny. I watched football as a kid as well, but I never really understood the rules until I started playing in middle school, and then I was like, "Oh, yeah,
I guess it kind of makes sense now." Simply put, football is awesome because its rules are just immense, never ending, right?
Yeah.
Just when you think you pretty much know the whole game, every game you watch, there's something new comes up,
yeah.
And it's you know, that's very challenging. It always gives you something to talk about with your friends, you know.
So I was going to ask you about your favorite player. I'm going to guess that I can guess from what you're wearing, but who is your favorite player on the Seahawks?
So currently, it's Russell Wilson, the quarterback. You know, he's. I have to say, like, one characteristic that really stands out is his leadership. You know, he always knows how to conduct himself anywhere, off the field, on the field, and everybody sort of listens to him. Right? He demands that leadership, and he has earned it. He doesn't require it by authority, but he somehow just earns it the way he is, the way he leads the team. The way he sees the field, the vision that he has, the whole shebang, right, shapes him to be an excellent leader, that's what I like about him. You know, he's got a lot of adversaries. People kind of write him off as a good quarterback. He doesn't have the vibe of an elite quarterback. And everything he does, he has to prove to everybody else that he's one of those elites. So he's my favorite player right now.
So I sense that there's a
There's these qualities that you admire about him. How have those qualities, whether the things that you aspire toward or the things that you might possess yourself, how's that helped you to be where you are today?
I've been here 13 years. Most of the 13 years I've been a team lead here in the team, in the compiler team. Majority of the first 12 years before I went away, I was the test lead. I always liked running a team, making sure we have a good goal. Everybody's contributing towards common goal. The product quality is always it was good. When I went away to do something else, I came back to the team again. And basically, what I'm trying to say is the perseverance. Perseverance of doing what you like and always trying to achieve the next level in your career is something that I guess I could share with Russell, specifically on that last game. The whole game was pretty much down the gutter, yeah. And he just persevered. And it's not just his actions showed, but throughout the game you could see on the mic he was saying like, We're gonna win. Like this is nothing. Like don't even look at the scoreboard. Like we're gonna win. Like he kept the mantra kept going and going, and then he actually won at the end. So, even though I went away for a while, I wanted to always work on what I like, and recently I was given an opportunity to lead the team again, and work on the same work on something that I'm passionate about, which was very good surprise. I didn't intend to come back, but it all worked out. So I'm pretty happy for that. Yeah.
Also, thanks for your time. Thanks for sharing. What are your Super Bowl plans for the Sunday? Are you hosting it yourself, going to a friend's place?
We have a tradition. So this is the second Super Bowl, and we already have a tradition. Last year, we had a big party in our friend's house, and I came from Beijing to watch the game.
Wow. That's
crazy. Nice. So we're gonna do the same thing at the same party at the same friend's house.
Well, thanks again, and I'll see you around.
All right, go Hawks.
Hi everyone, this is Gabriel behind the camera, and I'm here with Eric Vitalio. Eric is actually one of the people who helps out a lot behind the scenes and just generating content for Channel 9 Going Native, and so I'm really happy to be speaking with him here. So Eric, why don't you introduce yourself to our viewers?
Hi, my name is Eric Vitalio. I'm a program manager on the Visual C++ team. I spend a lot of time talking to customers and community and folks like you about your developer experiences, including anything from mobile applications to code analysis, which is what we're currently looking into.
Great. So Eric is our community PM. Have you always been a community PM, or did you start out as like an everyday average Joe PM and then sort of start specializing? How did that happen?
Well, in a previous life before Microsoft, I was a developer doing middleware, healthcare type work. Before that, I did a lot of development work. When I came here, I actually circuitously landed as a program manager role doing community back for the server and tools division. For folks who know the TechNet Wiki, that was something that we had pushed for, open sourcing and open collaboration on our content. So that was something that I had done before. Then I moved on to C++ team, working with a lot of developers. So yeah, it's one of the things I like doing. I like talking to customers. And hopefully some of you watching this, we have talked to you or we've invited you to talk to us in the last 6 to 10 months. And we're always happy to talk to anybody who sends us email. So if you visit our blog or respond to us or send us email, we actually do see that. We will reach out to you if you have any questions or comments.
Definitely. So I'm sure you're excited to see the Seahawks go to the Super Bowl again. Did you watch the championship game by any chance?
Sure did. I think like a lot of people I know, the first 5 minutes we kind of flipped around. We watched and said, oh no, we can't watch now. And then we would flip back, and we did flip back in time to catch the fake field goal, which was planned and I think a rather brilliant play, but I'm in Seattle, so what else would I say? I did watch the end of the game. It was something else. It was something else.
Yeah, definitely. So, who is your favorite player on the Seahawks?
So, you'll probably hear this a lot. I think Marshawn Lynch, because his behavior is very team-oriented. It doesn't always look like that right up front, but his team is behind him, and the kinds of things he does really bolsters the team and the camaraderie of the team, and he really worries about his job of being a very good football player, and that he certainly is. He's not always comfortable talking to media and being told to go do things like that. I think it's admirable that he keeps up with his desire not to do that in all cases. At the same time, balancing his public life with private things and a charity and things like that. I think when you take a look at him and take a look at the team and someone like Pete Carroll, I think that it looks like they've got a really kind of good team, and he's reached out to the community as well. And since I do spend a lot of time with the community and worry about team dynamics and social teams and things like this, that really struck me, right? It's not something I had thought before, but more and more I'm seeing that Marshawn Lynch is really seems like that kind of guy. So that kind of inspires me. I like to see that kind of thing in a football team. So, yeah.
I feel like I can see a lot of that in your old role, community PM. And I've been told that, you know, you're not always that comfortable and you're in front of the camera, but, you know, here you are contributing to the content in more ways than one. So I definitely appreciate that.
The thing is it's not about him, right? He's a good player on those things, but it really is about what the team is doing. And I think that's the same, not only for, you know, the C++ team and the Visual Studio team, but for Microsoft altogether. I think that, you know, there is a lot of, you know, people would accuse you of drinking Kool-Aid, but there certainly is a lot of where individuals can step back. And I think in community, you often see that. A lot of people contribute to open source projects. They contribute to the things that we do here. And a lot of times those names don't bubble up, right? Or they bubble up among smaller circles. And it's kind of important that those, I think it's important that, you know, we learn how to balance, you know, our needs to show who we are and our needs to kind of reflect who we are with a team or family or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Go C++.
Yes. do you have Super Bowl plans for this Sunday?
Yes, we're going to be watching the game. I think
at your place or a friend's place?
Probably at my place. We'll have some folks coming over. The dog will probably put on a festive shirt. We won't keep it on him very long. He doesn't like wearing shirts. But yeah, we'll end up watching the game, and hopefully it's not like the last game, the first 55 minutes where you kind of watch it like this.
Yes.
But we'll certainly be rooting for the Seahawks.
All right. Thanks, Eric, so much for your time, for sharing, and for, of course, for helping provide content every month.
Hi, everyone. Gabriel here again behind the camera, and I'm here with Mark Hall, who some of you remember from last year's Super Bowl episode. So, Mark, give the audience a little refresher on what your role is with Microsoft.
Well, I'm one of the lead developers on the C++ front end, the language part of the compiler, the one that actually, you know, recognizes what people type in for their program and, you know, checks it for errors and other things, and then, you know, passes off the result of that to the code generation optimization folks. You know, you may have, I don't know if you recognize me from last year without my glasses on, so as you remember, this one is the, you know, one of them's the pair for far away, and one of them's a pair for close up.
And with Microsoft HoloLens, you know, coming out sometime, I'm guessing they consulted you for the prototype.
It is, in fact, because, you know, there's a feature on that that'll, you know, it's not unlike the, you know, how, you know, if you just really need a versatile thing, you know, you have your close up, you got your far away, and now you've got your medium distance. So they have all of that, like, in one thing.
Excellent. So as you know, Seahawks going to the Super Bowl again. Definitely exciting.
Awesome.
Who's your favorite player on the team?
Well, my favorite player is Luke Wilson, who's just an amazing tight end. And you know, I've you know, been watching his career since he joined the Seahawks, and the guy has just an incredible pair of hands.
Actually, there are some pretty awesome plays that he did.
He's got all these great plays, and I've got a play here of him. You know, that I really think is. It is just a testament to, you know, how great of a player he is.
Sure, absolutely, yeah, sure.
If you want to zoom in on this a little bit, I happen to have it here on my screen. Here's a great clip I have of Luke Wilson, his awesome abilities. Check this out. Okay, all right, so now he's moving right, cuts left. You see that? Just leave that guy on the ground there.
Yeah.
All right, and watch him break all these tackles. And then, gets it all the way down to what's that? Like the 8-yard line. All right, that's just amazing. Amazing run he had. That shows you why Luke Wilson is an awesome player for the Seahawks.
Okay, yeah, that was really great. Mark, I don't think that was Luke Wilson. I'm pretty sure that was Russell Wilson. And I don't think that was an actual football game.
Well, maybe that, all right, so that wasn't a real football game. I get it. But he had a real, he had a really great play in the playoff game with the Packers. And I know you saw this, and everybody remembers this. Like, you know, Russell Wilson, you know, had to fall really far out of the pocket, and he chucks up this Hail Mary, and who catches it? Okay, Luke Wilson, right?
Yeah, that was really cool.
2-point conversion, and ended up being the difference in sending us into overtime.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so I got that one. All right, so, and that's awesome. And he's awesome, but he's not just an awesome football player. You know, and that's what I think is really cool about Luke Wilson. He's also, you know, many people don't know this, but he's also a famous actor.
Really?
Yes. He was in this movie. All right, so he's in this movie, and it's a great movie. And it's called Idiocracy, right? It's about how only people who aren't really smart are by breeding have all these kids, right? So eventually in the future, the world's going to be all these people who aren't smart anymore, right?
Oh, yeah, that's really interesting.
And he was great in that. I don't know if you've seen it. If you haven't seen it, you definitely got to see it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely keep that in mind.
And that's why I think Luke Wilson is my favorite football player for the Hawks.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that that's a different Luke Wilson. I don't think they're the same person.
Oh.
Out of curiosity, how many kids do you have?
Six. Why?
Hi, everyone. Gabriel behind the camera. We're here with our last interview of the episode. I'm here with Jennifer Leaf, who is, of course, and always will be our self-proclaimed queen of Seahawks and of Seahawks paraphernalia as well. Are you doing the same thing as last year, where you wore a jersey or something every single day of the week?
So last year, I wore a Seahawks shirt or something every single day. But this year, I have enough Seahawks clothes that I can wear a different shirt every single day this week.
Very nice.
So definitely keeping that tradition up.
Cool. Did you watch the championship game?
Of course I did, Gabriel. That should just go without saying.
So tell me, were your reactions to it? You know, were you flipping around channels in the first 50 minutes or so? Because I seem to hear that a lot.
Nope. We had the game on the whole time. It definitely was, you know, a little tense of you know, whether or not the Seahawks were going to pull it out. But, you know, it's my Seahawks. I'm not going to give up the faith. Watched the whole game, and then when they came back with that awesome comeback at the end, glad that I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, definitely made it worthwhile.
This is Cam Chancellor, number 31, strong safety for the Seahawks, and he's been my favorite player ever since he joined the Seahawks a couple years ago. And so I decided last year, in honor of the Super Bowl and Legion of Boom, to buy his jersey.
Excellent. So what is it that you admire about him?
So the thing that I like best about Cam is the sheer intensity and the focus and the dedication that he brings to every single play, that no matter what's going on, whether it's a passing play or a running play, you know, he's right there in the thick of it and, you know, bringing all of his intensity and all of his focus to it.
And how those characteristics sort of help bring you to where you are today?
So I like to think of myself as also bringing that intensity, that focus, that willingness to do whatever needs to be done. You know, I've done a lot of different things in my career. I've been a developer. I've been a PM. In fact, I've even switched teams from C++. But, you know, definitely, you know, I can see a lot of myself in Cam, and I hope that I bring that same intensity and focus, you know, to every day of my job, just as Cam does to every play of every game that he's in.
Definitely. So what are you working on now?
So a couple months ago, I moved to our Visual Studio Fundamentals team, and specifically, I'm working on our telemetry systems. And so when you install Visual Studio, there's a little checkbox when you run setup that says, I want to send my data back to Visual Studio so that they can improve the product. That's the thing that I work on. And so we actually do use the data that you send back, and we do actually use it to improve the product. And so that's really what it's about. It's about making a better Visual Studio for developers. I'm a developer. I like Visual Studio, and so I want it to be better for my own selfish reasons. And so I also want to give a better Visual Studio product to you guys as well.
It's nice that you, I guess you haven't moved offices yet, so we're still in the midst of all the C++ people, and I'm sure you're still being extremely helpful to those people who stop by.
Yeah, I'm still here, and I've been working with quite a few people from the C++ team in my new position, and helping them get insights into C++ developers with the data that we have. And so I'm excited to help not just the C++ team now, but all of the Visual Studio teams on our journey as we build a better Visual Studio.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, for your time, and go Hawks. Look forward to another victory this Sunday.
Thanks, Gabriel. Go Hawks.
That's our show for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. What are your Super Bowl plans, by the way?
I'm going to watch the game.
You're going to watch the game. Excellent.
At my house with my children, because I know more about football than them, at least. 5-7. So I'm the expert.
Okay. So you're not flying down to Arizona and being like, hey, no. I'm related to the coach. You guys.
No, I'm
in.
Not going to try to break
like trying
break
to get
in.
Tickets on a sold out flight, you know, that sort of thing. Gotcha. All right. Yeah, I'm also just watching with a couple of my church friends, and it'll be good. Big Super Bowl party.
Go sports ball. Seahawks. Go Seahawks.